So we really started there and started looking at how we could facilitate that. And then the conversations got a little broader when we started looking at what was actually possible and how we could really move the mark. So we feel like even though technically this is not workforce housing, obviously not, but it helps to move the mark when you think of 60 units that will house independent and assisted living, because those folks are going to move out of their current home and those homes are going to get freed up. So I always think about it as a continuum of housing. So as I said, that conversation morphed over the course of about 4 to 5 months until we really nailed down and could figure out, okay, this is something that we thought we had an end goal in mind.